This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. If I say the name Yuzo Koshiro, I'd imagine you'd think of one of his more famous soundtracks, like maybe something from the Ease series with its synthy rock fantasy, or maybe Streets of Rage, where he was pulling from more contemporary genres and giving the series a hipper sound than you'd normally expect from video games at that time. Today, I'm going to suggest you think about Super Adventure Island, which I'm guessing is not a game most of you think about all that much. I don't, and I actually played it back in the day, and I only recently discovered that its soundtrack is amazing and that it was composed by Yuzo Koshiro. And maybe because he has such a great body of work, it doesn't quite stand out as much as it would if another composer was responsible for this, but as you're going to hear in about a second, there's no way anyone else could have composed this. It's very, very Yuzo Koshiro. Adventure Island, if you don't know, was a Hudson Soft platformer series that spawned four sequels on the Famicom, three of which we got on the NES. It actually started out as a remake of the Sega series Wonder Boy, but it proved successful enough that it spawned its own unique sequels that had nothing to do with Wonder Boy, and all of which revolved around a portly dude in a grass skirt hopping around a tropical island trying to rescue his girlfriend. In America, this dude was Master Higgins. But in Japan, he was Takahashi Meijin, who is a real person and who is both an executive at Hudson Soft and also the spokesman for Hudson Soft. And that is sort of weird that they'd purposely create a character to look like a real person in a fictional setting, but I guess it's a good branding exercise. Just weird that we never knew that in America, because we called him Master Higgins. Anyway, the series got two sequels on the Super NES, and they're basically like the 8-bit games, only Master Higgins doesn't have the dinosaur companions that he had in Adventure Island 2 through 4. Do you remember reading how Nintendo had wanted a Yoshi-like steed character dating back to the original Super Mario Bros., but they didn't have the technology to implement it? How did Hudson Soft give Master Higgins rideable dinosaurs if Yoshi was just an impossibility? Has anyone else ever wondered about this? Do you know the answer? If you do, tell me. So, Super Adventure Island doesn't have the dinosaur friends, but what it does have is a great soundtrack. And that happens to be what you're going to hear in this week's Friday installment. The music is phenomenal and doesn't really sound like Super NES music to me. It sounds maybe more like Genesis, but that's just maybe because I'm getting a Streets of Rage vibe from it. And that is crazy because the music from the 8-bit era was just nowhere near anything that sounded like a contemporary genre. The first game, composed by Junji Kuma, is actually what you're hearing in the background now, and it's good, but not Streets of Rage-ish in the least. Also like Streets of Rage, Super Adventure Island pulls in a lot of genres. I'm hearing some calypso, some reggae, and there's one song that even kind of sounds like a Santee Gold track to me, so look forward to that. Before I get into it, one quick note. I rediscovered this game soundtrack while putting together episode 28, the Have a Pixelated Summer episode, and in that episode I used the water level music from Super Adventure Island, and I said its title was Essential Vitamin. Putting this episode together, I'm seeing it also as Blue Blue Moon, and I don't know which is correct. Maybe both? Whatever the case, you can see the full track listing at singingmountain.com. Essential Vitamins or Blue Moon, this track is excellent, and I'm not only okay with using it again, but I'm actually going to kick off the episode with it because I think it's that great. So here is Super Adventure Island, beginning with either Essential Vitamins or Blue Blue Moon. Listener's choice. Enjoy, but actually one thing. I got a review that I'm going to share with you. I do read everything you people write about me because I'm a monster who feeds on attention, and I wanted to thank BlueFire77 at the top of the episode rather than at the bottom. BlueFire77 gave me 5 stars and said the following. I have always loved listening to video game music, and Drew is awesome at putting this podcast together. He has a very smooth voice, and not only is he informative, but he's honest when he isn't sure. I love that. I have not heard a bad episode yet. Keep them coming. Plus 2 speech. Thank you, BlueFire77. And that's an excellent point. I don't know many things, and frequently the limits of my internet searching can't find answers, so I'll just ask whoever's listening, do you know? Please tweet at me. Please tweet at me if you know things I don't. Just tell me. But yes, please give me a rate and review. If you do, I'll read it. Like, in an episode, you'll hear me read the words you write. And now, for reals this time, please enjoy the episode. We'll be right back. that's it. Thank you for listening. I hope this helped you chill out a little on a Friday. Subscribe to Singing Mountain in any of the places you'd normally find a podcast. Please give me a rate and review, because if you do, I'll read your words in a future episode like I did with Bluefire77's review at the top of this episode. You guys have been so nice, and that's the weirdest thing in the world, to have to read compliments about yourself. I keep expecting that people will use my promise to read your reviews to make me say something funny or dumb or something, but you do not do that. You're very polite, and in case you didn't know, that's kind of a rare thing in the online world. You can tweet at me at either singmopod, singmopod, or just at my personal account, Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E. Again, you can get the track listing for this episode at singingmountainpod.com, and you can also listen to previous episodes there and peruse my lame attempts at pixel art, should you want to. I have one more track for you, and it's actually not from Super Adventure Island at all. It's a funny little asterisk in the history of the Adventure Island games. Okay, so if you played the Adventure Island games, you know that the game's version of the Starman, the thing that gives you invincibility, is a bee, which is also the logo for Hudson, the Hudson Bee. The bee got its own anime, and in the anime, it wasn't just a bee, but a bug-like fairy named either Honeybee or Buggity Honey or something like that. And the anime was actually popular enough that it, in reverse, got its own video game. So you can see a video game called Honeybee in Toycom Land, where you actually play as the bee, which is the fairy, which is very, very complicated. But I feel like people kind of forget that the Adventure Island games used to be a thing, and they totally were a thing. They were a big enough thing that they got an anime spinoff. And I stumbled upon this one weird night on the internet where someone mentioned the fact that there was an Adventure Island anime starring the bee, but they made her a fairy. And ended up looking up the theme song on YouTube and was just kind of odd that this strange thing existed. And the theme song is very charming. So this came out in 1986, so keep the era in mind when you hear it. And I'm actually going to close this episode out with the theme song to Buggity the Honey. I actually can't figure out exactly what they're saying. In English letters, it's B-U-G-T-T-E, honey. I don't know how to pronounce that. And even though they're singing it in the song, I can't quite grasp it, but here's a possibly new to you video game adaptation with the charming theme song. See ya.
たいことも聞こえてくるよ。不思議世界のメッセージ。耳を澄ましてきてごらん。耳を澄ましているだけなんて。いても立ってもいられない。 だからジャンプジャンプ緑のない地へ。